Chapter 17. I shuddered and found myself at the base of the observation tower. I opened it and discovered a spiraling staircase inside. I was huffing by the time I reached the top, which wasn't normal for me. The top of the tower was air-conditioned and possessed its own snack and drink counter. There were 5 comfortable chairs circling the room. Graves was in one of them, and he and I were alone in the room. He didn't look at me when I entered. He was staring outside at the training field, watching the squads as they broke up and began to spar with one another. There would be no live fire exercises today. It was all light exercises and hand-to-hand. Even the officers knew when the troops were tired of dying and needed a break. "Mind if I help myself to a glass, sir?" I asked him. He waved his hand over his shoulder at me. I took this as approval. I poured myself something fizzy and sweet. It eased my sweating body when I drank it.
"You feeling all right, McGill?"
he asked finally. "Never better," he chuckled.
"You're a tough bastard. I like that. I really do."
"You've got a funny way of showing your love, if you don't mind my saying, Centurion." He spun around in his chair, which swiveled without a squeak.
"You want to know why you're up here?"
"So I don't fall on my face on the field and give it all away?" His smile faltered.
"You're angry?" "I'm surprised, but I guess I shouldn't be. Gratitude is a rare component in most people's personalities."
I blinked at him, then frowned. "You want a big thanks for having me executed?"
"You weren't executed. At least not permanently."
"It felt real enough, sir."
"I think you need to keep things in perspective, recruit. I didn't have to bring you back. I took a major risk in doing so. I'll have you know that Primus Turov was against it."
"That bitch," I thought to myself, but I nodded. "Sorry if I don't feel like kissing anyone's ring today. They told me when I came out it was a bad grow." Graves frowned.
"A bad grow? Why didn't they recycle and do it right?"
I wanted to shiver at the idea of being recycled. Right then, for the first time, I wondered how often that happened. How often did a man miraculously return to life, only to be killed again instantly and brought back yet again? I bet they threw those little slices of our memories away by not copying our minds when such dark events occurred. I sipped my fizzy sugar water and stared out at the practice field. They didn't want to risk a regrow. The bio said I should be all right in a few days. He nodded.
"Well enough, then. With any luck, the Galactics will never bring it up again. You were executed promptly with one of their own as a witness. Fortunately, they can't tell us apart, nor do they track individual IDs for us. To them, we're like fish thrashing in a vast pond, or rabbits nibbling in an endless field. There are billions of us, and we don't matter as individuals."
I looked at him seriously. "Why did you bring me back, sir? It was less of a risk to leave well enough alone."
"Because it wouldn't have been right," he said. "You did your job well. You led your team out of an impossible situation."
I almost believed him, but I waited quietly, staring, just in case. Graves returned my gaze evenly, then he shrugged after a moment.
"That's not the only thing, naturally."
"Naturally," I thought to myself. He turned back to the practice fields. The teams were being issued combat knives, sharp ones. They flashed with edges like white lines in the bright sunlight that streamed in from the dome overhead. I winced as one recruit opened up another's arm. There would be plenty of new skin sprayed over open wounds tonight.
"The real reason was that Harris and I owe our lives to you."
I looked at him in surprise. "How's that, sir?"
"We were at the bottom of the mine and cut off. Several teams never made it out of that mine, McGill. Yours did. When you made your report, that changed everything."
I began to put it together. I nodded. "When I made my report, they had confirmation of your death, right?" I asked. "At that point, they authorized your revival. So they were holding off on doing it until you came out of there or were confirmed dead? He nodded slowly.
That's right. And with the Legion leaving Cankri 9, that would have been it for all of us if you hadn't made it out. They'd keep the data, but never make our copies. Permadeath for all.
I understood now why he was impressed by my efforts to survive, and why he'd felt the urge to go the extra mile to keep me breathing. If I hadn't made it out, we'd all have been done for. Sir, I asked, what will all the Galactics do if they find out I'm still alive?
They won't.
I know that, sir, but hypothetically.
Hypothetically? I don't know. I don't know how connected that inspector is, or how pissed off he might be. I would guess we'd all be permed officially. Possibly the entire Legion would be unloaded on a rock and nuked. Hell, I don't know.
I stared at him. That wouldn't be right. I remember galactic law from school. It's quite egalitarian. The Galactics are no more... By this time, Graves was laughing.
You read their laws, their treaties, the deals they signed with Earth, that's grand. You should read a little more of history, son. Those who rule don't take insults lightly. They bend the rules now and then, and when they do, they always bend them in their favor. It's a natural part of life, I think.
I shut up because I realized I didn't know what I was talking about. Graves had been out here in space for decades. Who was I to lecture him on the way the universe was supposed to work? Well then, I said, I thank you for reviving me. Am I free to go, sir?
Sadly, no. I have to have your word that you won't speak of this incident to anyone. You won't bring up Galactics or being executed, none of it. If you do, your data will be lost, and your next revive will never happen. Do I make myself clear, McGill?
Like starlight, sir.
Good. Now head to Blue Deck. You look like shit. Get yourself some chemical help. We'll be redeploying tomorrow, and I need every man in fighting shape.
I paused, stunned. Redeploying? Where, sir? He frowned.
I'm not accustomed to being asked questions by recruits, McGill. Don't take our little conversation as some kind of camaraderie. We're not best friends.
Of course not. But I thought we were leaving Cankri 9. I thought we'd given up on this mission. Graves laughed at me. The laugh was an unpleasant one.
Given up? No, recruit. This war has just begun. Legion Varus always triumphs. It does not give up when Earth's territory is threatened. We were tricked into this contract, but aren't done yet. The Galactics are observing, as you know intimately. Before this is over, we'll have proven to them yet again who the best fighters are.
I was confused. I had no real idea what he was talking about. I knew that Legion Varus often fought other mercenary companies to demonstrate we were the best, but so far I hadn't seen any evidence of this occurring on Cankri 9. All we'd fought were packs of angry natives. One last question, sir, I said, if you don't mind.
I do mind, but ask it anyway.
Who are the enemy? What mercenary company are we fighting against? He looked at me in surprise.
Really, McGill? I thought you might have figured that out by now. Maybe that regrow did scramble your brains.
But, sir, we fought nothing but Saurians since we got here. Endless waves of lizards. The only other alien we encountered was the Galactic Inspector himself.
Endless waves of lizards,
he said, smiling tightly.
You should be a poet, McGill.
I thought about that for a second. Are you saying that Saurians themselves are the enemy? That they want to challenge us for supremacy in this region of space? Are they trying to form their own legions?
I doubt they call them that. They tend to fight in hordes. More numbers, more meat, less armament. But you have to admit, they are pretty effective.
But why, sir? They have their steel, their minerals to sell. Isn't that easier for them?
He shrugged. How the hell should I know why they've decided to try this takeover? Maybe the market on steel has crashed. Maybe they've lost a number of accounts and are hurting for credits. Whatever the case, I think they've been working toward this for a long time. Otherwise, why are they our very best clients? Why so many missions? To observe and learn, that's my guess.